Welcome to Soul Practice, a podcast featuring raw conversations about our crazy world and real practices that keep us grounded deep in our souls. Soul Practice, Raw Conversations, Real Practices is hosted by Kathy Escobar and Phyllis Mathis.
Well, welcome back to Soul Practice. We are Raw Conversations and Real Practices. I'm Kathy Escobar.
And I'm Phyllis Mathis.
And this is the end of season one.
The end of season one.
This has been a super fun experiment. And, you know, we said it at the beginning, but it really was a long time coming. We actually wanted to do this in early 2019. We talked about it and kind of started getting the tracks moving. And then my son died, and then it's the global pandemic, and it's George Floyd, and there's just been a lot, but this has been really good for my soul.
Kathy, this is like you have a lot of really good ideas in the world that you bring into the world, but from my perspective, this is the best idea you had.
That's funny.
It's been the funnest and the most meaningful to me.
Yeah.
So it was your idea.
Well, yeah, I do. I love ideas. No, yeah, it was maybe my first idea, but it's like, what if we, and that's, I mean, Phyllis and I collaborate on things all the time and it's so fun. And here's one of the reasons why it's so fun. It's easy.
Well, yeah, what you say collaborate, but really from my perspective is you have these great ideas and you invite me to do them with you. And you set the stage and I can step in and be me. And that, you know, so our teamwork is pretty good that way.
Mm-hmm. It really is. And that is me. I like dreaming. And then I have a J. Phyllis is an ENFP.
The P-est of all P's.
And then I'm an ENFJ. So I do get shit done.
Yes, you do.
And you are awesome on the big picture. And so I think that that piece together has just been really fun. So this episode is dropping Christmas week. Not everybody listening celebrates Christmas, but most everybody celebrates the holidays. This is the holiday season. I do just want to say that yesterday at my multi-faith group, my friend who's a rabbi in Morrison, she shared a whole thing on Hanukkah, and it was so beautiful. Yeah. I just loved it. I got so much out of it. And we did a thing on Diwali last month. I wasn't there, but I just love how everyone finds ways to make meaning and celebrate together, and we all do it all differently. And it's just really pretty.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
Okay. So as we wrap up and take a little break, because we are taking a break, we wanted to look back. So I'm going to just throw out all the episodes that we've done. It's weird how fast it goes. And then I would just love to hear from you as a start, like what stood out to you? What did you notice? What was your favorite? And if you're listening, kind of same thing for you. And so we started with just an introduction. Then we spent an episode, you talking about the subversive soul, the gentle revolution that everyone needs. And that was awesome just to walk through, that. And then I did a thing on practicing, focused on that. I mean, changing ourselves to change the world. We did it together, but you know what I mean? That was kind of the focus because then people could know sort of the tracks that we were laying. And then we did an episode, we dove into the deep end and just talked about surviving suicide, Jared's death, and some of the things related to just suicide in general. Then we had an episode called Fucking COVID. We didn't say fucking here. It was like all the little ampersands. And just the reality of living with it and what it stirred up in us. Then we had two that kind of went together. The first one was just about kings and queens and how we're just always looking to somebody else to tell us what to do and to have authority over us and the dangers of that. And then after that, we followed up with narcissists. Mm-hmm. And then we shared about white girl anti-racism work and just as to white women, what we're trying to do to participate in lifelong work in that department. Then we did an episode on women and one on men. And then we just decided to end in the deep end, swirling around with a conversation on abortion.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Because we're raw like that.
Oh my gosh. What the hell are we thinking?
Yeah. I actually love it, though. I do feel so happy that we've done it. I think the topics that we've picked, even though they're important to us, I think they're in the atmosphere. They're mm-hmm. in people's lives, the people that we talk to and the people that we interact with and serve are living some of these realities that we're just putting language to and talking about. So I don't know. Yeah, it feels a little crazy because we're talking about things that people don't normally talk about, or if they do, they're pretty buttoned up. They're pretty, you know, coming at it from a less than raw perspective. And so I don't know. I happen to think that people are hungry for these kinds of raw, honest, passionate, nuanced, crazy conversations.
Yeah. I totally agree. And I would say when looking over that list, it is really good to see, you know, that we have not shied away of, I mean, we really did just kind of go straight into some pretty hot topics. I also want to say, I mean, we both recognize it. We could do a whole season on any of these almost, maybe not every single one, but most of them. You could just, there's so much to be done. And so I just always want to acknowledge that that's okay. Like, and we don't have to do that. We can do it this way, and we're practicing. We're trying to do exactly what we said we were going to do. And that is dive into some things that we talk about when we're together and that we're really passionate about. I would say for me personally, there's a few things that really stick out, but for me, doing that episode on surviving suicide was very helpful to me.
Was it?
It was.
Personally helpful.
Shitty as it is to talk about it. I do talk about it. I've been sharing on social media and in our networks and speaking publicly here and there about it. And it's been COVID, so it's weird. It's in practicing. It's in black and white. It's in a weary world, Reflections for a Blue Christmas, in black and white. And I'm glad. It helps me. But there was something about just being able to record a conversation about it that was really helpful to me. I was surprised at just, it kind of like loosened something for me that I kind of needed. And I told you that. I was like, I can't like do these other things until we do this. Mm-hmm. But just outside of soul practice, it was just nice for me to have one little place where it was only 30 minutes worth of feelings. I could do 300 hours, you know, and then 3,000 more. But I felt really good about that.
Well, something, as you were talking about that, I was just thinking about the power of conversation. Mm. Like I know how hard you're working to absorb and digest and just live through the process of having lost a son to suicide. I walked with you in it. So I trust you and your process all the time. But when you said something about having a conversation about it, it reminds me about how important it is to have conversations. Mm. And I always have this really, I have this belief that conversations are kind of magical. Like they're doing something really important when we're having it. It's a connection between two people. It's using language. I think my life was changed when I did my coaching program around the philosophy of language. And Julio Olaya, the man that was the creator of my coaching program, he started that off. And that is what his whole life work is about. And I think he says it like this: we constitute each other in dialogue.
Mm.
So like there's stuff in you that's concentrated, you know, and stuff in me that's I'm holding. But when we connect around language and around conversation, there's some way in which I'm more of who I am when I'm having a conversation with you. Mm. And you're more of who you are when you're having a conversation with me. And it's not just us.
Yeah.
I think that's like the magic of actual relating. It has to do with how we're connected as humans and how we light each other up. Oh, well, we can light each other up in these kinds of conversations. Stuff happens. Something is set to life is created in a way when we are relating in conversational ways. So I don't know if that makes sense to anybody but me, but I feel it.
Beautiful.
I feel it all the time. I love that I have conversations for a living. I do.
Yeah.
And I feel it happening. But when I'm with my kindreds, when I'm with my friends, and I get to have really real conversations, it kind of doesn't matter what the conversations are about. It's not about the topic. It's about you know, looking in your
the connection.
Your blue eyes and having this alive exchange. So it's just making me so happy that we have them, and that's been happening for as long as we've known each other, but that we're sort of having these conversations with people that I imagine are listening.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel the same kind of thrill about it, I just have to say. So if you're listening and if you enjoyed what we've been doing, I just want to thank you for being part of the whole process. And I don't know who you are exactly, but I have you in the room with me anyway when we're talking. So I love that the most. So it's like, I do like the topics we're talking about. I think they're important, and they're important to us. But just the fact we get to do it with the world in some way, just, I can't. There's fewer things that make me happy.
That's like right this. There. I love what you said. I think it was in the women episode. We talked about creating something.
Yeah.
Just like spark, you know, this plant new trees, spark fires, fan wings into flame. And there's just that imagery kind of came up when you were talking about what happens and the reconstituting, like it changes form.
Yeah.
And it changes form and becomes more alive. And when I look at these topics, I mean, I really love that they're topics that are on our radar. And I would say that they weren't all, you know, a big chunk in my former lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that they're like right in the front now, and that I'm hanging out with people that really care about these things.
Yeah.
And don't really just want to talk about the weather or, you know, the latest or greatest thing that you just bought for your house or just something dumb. I'm not saying that those things aren't important at all. Weather's important and your house might be, but I don't really want to talk about it. And when I have limited time. And I think that part is really important, is that this really matters because these things are about me. For me, are about me embodying something different in the world. And my soul is where it all starts.
Yeah.
And so that's why when it touches me, then it goes, it kind of does catalyze me to do something with it. It's not necessarily like helping something or helping someone. It's not really, that's not what we're talking about. Practices, it's not what that is. It is actually about trying to move differently in the world because of how we're reconstituted.
Yeah.
And I really like
that.
Well said.
Well done. Yeah, that's really true.
Well, and I would say the other episode, was there any episode that you loved?
Well, gosh, Kings and Queens was a big one that I feel pretty passionately about, that sense of how we give over to these representatives in the world for us. Authority and how we give over our agency. I don't know. There's just something really profound about that. Mm-hmm. And I don't hear a lot of people talking about that. And so that's maybe one of my favorites. The men and women conversation too was really close to my heart. So it's hard to say which was my favorite, but I think that was my first favorite one.
The Kings and Queens.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm really glad that we talked about it. And then honestly, the narcissist one was really popular. I don't really look at what the little download things are, but I got the most response in terms of people messaging or sharing and just going, oh my gosh, this is what I needed today. I needed to be reminded of this. I needed a conversation about it. It helped me understand something deeper that maybe I was unaware of. And so that always, you know, makes me super happy. And frankly, it makes me really sad too.
Yeah.
That so many people are affected by narcissism and the ravages of it. But I remember when you talked about men and women, it made me think of when we ended men. And so let me pause and just say, you know this already, but I'm going to remind everybody, we do not rehearse.
Right.
We don't even do bullet points. Okay. We don't do that. We just basically go, let's start. Let's just see where it goes. We always end with the soul and the practice. That's all we have. So I never know where it's going to go. And when we were recording men, I mean, I got a little panicked inside because I was like, we don't know what the hell we're doing. I don't know. Okay. So that was one piece of it. But we do. It, on some level.
It's not like we're authorities, but we have feelings and thoughts about it.
Yeah.
Right?
It's not as we're not talking as men, we're women. But I think that was one of those moments, I reconstituting is a really good way to put it, where I really got this clarity that it was fuzzy before. It's not that I haven't said it before, but there was some like clarity that came when it's like, I want to start using human language. Non-binary language more. It does not mean that there aren't things, you know, about women. Of course I want to talk about women and feminine and divine, you know, feminine energy and all that. But I really, like, something just clicked in me about how limiting male and female languages and how the human experience is manifested in different ways to different people. But I love humanity more than each side. And I, it was just a little shift. Again, it's not that I don't want to not talk about things that are unique. Obviously we have since then. There's things that are unique to women and unique to men. No question, but there's something about boundary breaking that I think would help the world if we could keep practicing that in as many ways as possible. Of just not being so limited in these categories.
Yeah, and I just have never thought of that before. And I'm thinking of all the ways, I'm really old school, so we were taught about male, female, and feminine, masculine, and all the gendered language that we have. And the fullness of being human crosses all of those characteristics, whatever they might be, or whoever they're assigned to. I think they're all human. I'm going to think about that. I don't know what all to say about it right now, but as you were talking, I was thinking about how gendered my language is and how I've even gotten in trouble. Like if someone hands me my coffee, I'll sometimes say, thank you, ma'am, or thank you, sir, or yes, sir, or yes, ma'am. Yeah. And that's not even part of my part of my tradition, but I'm like assigning gender every time I say that. And I've made mistakes there. In particular, I was like, yes, sir. I mean, oh, yeah. It was the most awkward moment. Well, it wasn't the most. It was an awkward moment where I was just like, I'm going to shut up now and just say thank you.
It's such a good reminder. I want to say like hashtag learning curve.
Yeah.
Because it's like, it's a learning curve as we grow.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't have thought about it. When I look at old things that I wrote on my blog, I mean, I purposely don't take them down because there's a lot of stuff on there that I'm really glad is on there. But I notice as I've evolved that my language used to be more limited. It still is limited, but it's expanding. And I think that that's like a piece of this whole thing is that I want to always be growing. And my husband, Jose, you know, this is like a super big thing for him. He's like, I just always want to be changing growing and moving. Like I just, it's about everything. So he's an Enneagram 7. So he's like, let's try this. Let's try that. You know, which I love that. But the deeper thing is actually, I don't want to just stay in the status quo.
Yeah.
And life is too short. We know that now more than we ever knew it. As we age, life is not infinite. here on this earth, we don't have unlimited time. And so why not be braver? And I feel like that's and do some of the things that we want to do like this. I mean, it's super vulnerable. I just want to say this out loud. We feel super vulnerable.
Yes, we do.
And it's hard on one level, because it just is vulnerable. But the other level, I was like, why not?
Well, what else is there?
Yeah.
Like everything else feels beside the point. So being really truly who we are in the world, it has power that we can feel. It has nourishment that we do experience. Nourishment. Did I say nourishment?
Yeah.
Or did I say something else?
No, it was nourishment.
Sometimes my words don't come out right. But anyway, so I wanted to say that. The other thing that I wanted to say is that we're going to revisit some of these topics.
Yeah.
Because literally trying to squish them into a 30-minute episode, we can't just say this is all there is to say about it. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just scratching the surface. It's starting the conversation. And so as we look forward to 2022, then you might hear more about women, more about men, more about non-binary. That's a really good one we should do. Mm. More about kings and queens, more about mental health, narcissists. Yeah. Global pandemics, you know, all kinds of stuff we want to be able to talk about. But we might circle back on some of these things because we don't want to just treat them lightly. We might take some deeper dives into the deep dives.
Yeah, so that's what our plan is we're going to, this is official wrap of season one. We're going to make it through the holidays and rest and regroup a new year, the end of a hard year. Let me just acknowledge that. This was a hard year.
Oh, yeah.
And I kind of thought like nothing could be harder than 2020 and the very end of 2019 for me. And this was a tiring year in a different way. I mean, we had a lot of positives with Water Heals and Beauty Heals and some things outside for like a little reprieve. But the rest was weird. And as we end this year, I know a lot of people are feeling the same way. We really do want to come back into 2022 and expand just some of these things. And we don't know exactly what it's going to look like. We're open to feedback. So if somehow, you know, our contact information is out in the world, it's not that hard to find on KathyEscobar.com, PhyllisMathis.com, you know, on social media stuff. Just let us know. Hey, I'd love it if you did this. Have you thought about this? We're not going to say we will, but we will entertain the idea, any and all ideas. Or if you're like, oh my goodness, this one was really important for me and I'd love to have it expanded. Just it helps us. On the whole, we're trying to just go with our gut. Mm-hmm. But I'm excited to kind of map out our next season will be from just sometime in January, not sure exactly when, through May. And that'll be our next little run. And we'll see how that feels. And each time we're not, you know, we're not like signing on forever, but we're signing on for ease and flow and challenge and growth. And we're in on that.
Yeah. Fueled by vulnerability and rawness.
Like, yeah.
As it is, as we are.
Yep.
In conversation.
Yeah, which I love.
Yeah, me too.
And so to kind of wrap up, oh, I do want to say one thing. You said the non-binary is like for sure on the table. The other one that I kind of wanted to get to this season and we just didn't, and I'm glad, but I really want to talk about it next year is this double bind of authenticity. I've had it on my brain for a while and just this thing that happens when we start to get more honest and we start to hold boundaries better and become healthier people and all that. Sometimes it's really hard in relationship. Because we only like it when we get to hold our boundaries. No one else gets to have any.
that's right. Yeah, that's right. I do know that feeling. I do that. Yeah.
And it's super confusing. Because
yeah.
It's like a great thing for people to get learned to their boundaries. But then it's like they're supposed to be kind of two ways.
Yeah.
I don't know why. That's a little side trail. But it's super on my mind because I love watching people grow. And I love just acknowledging how bumpy it is. Yeah. It's so bumpy. Yes. To learn how to show up in the world is really, really bumpy. So we're ending every episode. And so I'll say we're ending this season with just a little last word on soul and a little something on practice. So what's something, like, as we look back and you're like, okay, big picture, what's something maybe to remember about the soul while we're on break?
I guess many things that could be said, but what comes to mind right away is that your soul is there.
Mm.
And your soul is a source of is a resource inside of you. And that sometimes just thinking about your soul, sometimes just remembering that it's there, that your life doesn't get driven by all the ideas that you might have or all the things that you could think or all the ways that you do it right, that there is an authentic part of you that's still alive, still burning, still the essence of something really unique and really true in the world.
Mm, I love it. I love the reminder. And I think on practice, in some ways, it's just remembering kind of the other side of the soul is on this practice part is like, we're always practicing. Just remember, it's always there, because anytime we're showing up, it matters. Anytime we're engaging with showing up in conversation, being brave, taking good care of ourselves, caring for other people, whatever it is, stumbling and bumbling, it's all practice.
Yeah.
And that the more we can kind of practice, the better the will, not just will do, I believe our soul will do.
Yeah.
And I believe that the world will do. Like, it matters that we show up.
Yeah.
It matters. And we don't have to have it buttoned down before we can show up. That's the problem. We can just show up with all of our weird and give it a try and flail and stumble and bumble and hit some things right. So that's what I hope for all of us.
Yeah. And since we're here in December, winter, darkness, going inward, being present with our own fire, and however you celebrate, we just want to wish you all the best and all the warm and wonderful that this season can offer.
Mm, thank you. Yeah. All right. We'll see you in 2022.
Okay.
So weird.
Kathy Escobar and Phyllis Mathis write, speak, pastor, and counsel, and are dedicated to creating spaces that foster healing and change. You can learn more at kathyescobar.com and phyllismathis.com. Keep listening to your soul and keep practicing.